Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique, studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. With Indeed sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Don't wait any longer. Speed up your hiring right now with Indeed. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/PODKATZ13. Just go to Indeed.com/PODKATZ13 right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
The Vox Markets Podcast with Justin Waite. Nothing in this podcast is intended as investment advice, and the people in this podcast may hold positions in the stocks they talk about. Do not buy anything based solely on a tip or recommendation. Please do your own research.
And joining me on the podcast right now is Craig Martin, Chairman of Dynam Capital, Investment Manager of Vietnam Holding. VNH is ticker there. Craig, Happy New Year.
And a happy new year to you, Justin. Good to talk to you.
Yeah, well, it was definitely a very good year for you as far as the fund was concerned, you know, in 2021. Look at the chart there. It's like a staircase leading up to the sky, which is...
Stairway to heaven.
Yeah, exactly. So let's talk about it. First of all, just give us a brief summary, Craig, for people not familiar. What is Vietnam Holding?
So Vietnam Holding is listed on the main board of the London Stock Exchange. It's an investment trust or a fund, and all it does is invest in the exciting opportunities in Vietnam. So simple story, and that's what we do and enjoying managing it. So Dynam's the fund manager for that fund.
Marvelous stuff. So you can see the share price has done very well. Like I said, I was looking at the start of, you were at 150, 160, so start of the last year, yeah, 170 maybe, no, 352 pence per share. So it's marching upwards. I'm assuming that's reflecting the performance of the portfolio and the fund. How did it do 2021?
Well, it was a great year last year. The net assets of the fund grew by just under 64%. So the fund is fully invested in Vietnamese equities. So the Vietnam stock market was up and we were able to select a good portfolio of stocks to participate in the growth of Vietnam. And we managed to grow our net assets by 64%. We managed to beat the index, beat several other funds. But also encouragingly, the share price, so the fund is listed in London, and the share price of the fund was up over 80%. So it was one of the top performing funds in the UK, I think number three, as well as the number one fund in Vietnam. So a very strong year for Vietnam Holding, and really, that's reflective of the strong year that Vietnam had last year, despite all the difficulties that kind of COVID threw at it. So, yeah, really pleased with the performance in 2021 and looking forward to what 22 brings us.
Yeah. So, like I said, it was, you know, it wasn't a smooth year for any country during the pandemic. So what helped it become, you know, a successful year from your point of view then, Craig?
Well, look, I think... In Vietnam, it was about the vaccination success. So halfway through last year, when we spoke halfway through last year about the vaccination, Vietnam was behind the curve. Mm. Not because people were hesitant about getting vaccinations, but the country didn't have access to them. But as soon as they solved that and started to procure vaccines, people were very ready to have jabs. And towards the end of last year, 1.5-2 million jabs a day, and Vietnam really caught up. So by the end of the year, probably more than 90% of the adult population is double vaccinated. And in the key cities, there's, you know, several key cities in Vietnam. In those key cities, it's probably 100% double vaccinated. So it's been a remarkable recovery, and that's positioned it well. And people are thinking, you know, now we've got some protection. Hopefully we can manage to deal with Omicron and all these other things as they come along our way. And so the government's encouraged to open up a little bit more. And so I think that kind of optimism was one driver. The other key driver was a lot of new participants in the stock market. 1.5 million new stock investors in Vietnam, all domestic local retail investors. And then the third key point was that the actual earnings per share of the companies was very, very strong last year. So those factors, people feeling a little bit more confident about getting vaccinated, looking ahead, despite, you know, relatively low economic growth for Vietnam last year. And when we say low, 2.5%, that's not too shabby for many countries. But people getting more comfortable, I think, looking forward to what 22 will bring. So needed us to be very active looking at the opportunities. Those domestic investors coming in, they're a real new force to the market. And so really shifted some sectors terrifically strongly. And so we're able to navigate those waters, build a strong portfolio of good names, and enjoy the increase in the assets as a result of that.
Yeah, yeah. Now, hindsight's a wonderful thing. And in fact, going back in 2020, I was looking at some COVID testing companies I was going to jump in on and thought, no, I didn't. And most of those companies had a phenomenal rise in 2020, and I missed out on that. And there's always investments we miss out on. Is there anything you missed out on, that you think?
Yeah, look, we wouldn't deem to be perfect or have a crystal ball except in hindsight, of course. I think it was probably a year of two halves, which always seems to be the case in Vietnam. The first half, we saw the banks and the larger caps did really well, and we took some profit from those and put those into some good mid-cap names, but we were probably a little bit slow. I mean, I think we're faster than most because we're very nimble. But those domestic investors came in fairly quickly, and there's a bit of a pivot. And the mid-cap stocks, some of them rallied tremendously in the second half of the year. We caught that towards the end of the year, but we probably missed out a little bit. So despite being really nimble and on the ground, even we can get caught out by new dynamics and new paradigms. So we did some research into that, the rise of the retail investor, and we're keeping a very close eye on what that means and how we might tactically rebalance some of our positions. But good names in our portfolio held up really well. And part of our portfolio performance, Justin, was not just, let's say, the net asset value, but the share price. The reason that was over 80% was our discount to net asset value narrowed significantly from about 20% this time last year to now about 5%. So despite not getting everything right, the share price has done really well, and the net asset value made us a top performer last year.
Yeah, well, listen, don't think you should punish yourself too much when you've performed like that. It's just like, you're right, you can't get everything right, but you've done a lot right. So so let's talk about, looking forward. It's all about looking forward. What are the prospects for 2022 then, Craig?
Well, as I mentioned, so for 2021, GDP growth was about 2.6%, which is low in Vietnam. The 30-year track record is about 6.7%. We think that will happen in 22. So this year, it looks as if we'll see strong economic growth back on track to that 30-year trend. So that's going to be good. We think exports will continue to be strong. Vietnam posted a very strong trade surplus last year. Its exports to the US were really, really strong. And also announced more foreign direct investment. Lego are building a new factory, $1 billion. It's only their second factory in Asia. So the attraction of Vietnam to these manufacturers is strong, and that will continue. And we think that will accelerate once people can get on planes and come in and complete their projects in Vietnam. So foreign direct investment will be strong. We think exports will be strong. Corporate earnings will be good. We're looking at maybe 25 to 30% EPS growth. I think also growth in technology, not only domestically in Vietnam, but Vietnam exporting tech. And I suspect many people will be like me thinking about upgrading our hardware after COVID and the hard work that all of our kit has had to survive. So much of that's made in Vietnam. And of course, on a longer term trend, if we do end up trying to get into the metaverse, that's going to require hardware as well. And countries like Vietnam are going to be well positioned to manufacturing all that kit. Mm. As a result, Vietnam's a very open economy, trading 200% of GDP. So that's going to continue in 22. And so we think the stock market will do well on the back of that. Bear in mind, not only good growth, let's say we're looking at that 25% or plus EPS growth, But valuation's reasonable, 11 times price earnings for 22. So we think there's a lot to look forward to this year. Obviously, let's be aware of any new variants that come in and those risks. But fundamentally, I think the prospects are very good for 22 for Vietnam.
Marvellous stuff. Okay. Let's, as you know, Craig, I'd like to get three reasons just in summary, because a lot of information in there. But if you could boil it down, if someone's not following you, but they like the sound of what you're doing, give them three quick reasons why they should hit that follow button on your page on Vox and add Vietnam Holding to their watch list, please.
Okay. Number one, Vietnam Holding provides good growth at a reasonable price. Number two, as an increased liquidity both in Vietnam in the stocks and also in the fund shares on the London Stock Exchange. And number three, Vietnam Holding was a top performer last year. And as the Carpenters sang, we've only just begun. So there's more to come in 22, I hope.
Excellent stuff. Craig, good to chat to you. Like I say, lots going on there. So no doubt we'll be catching up in the not too distant future. Thanks very much.
Thanks, Justin. Looking forward to it.
The Vox Markets Podcast with Justin Waite. Nothing in this podcast is intended as investment advice, and the people in this podcast may hold positions in the stocks they talk about. Do not buy anything based solely on a tip or recommendation. Please do your own research.
Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique, studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
Ever notice your dog slowing down and having health issues and wonder, what can I do to make them better? Well, my friend, add Rough Greens to your dog's food for 90 days and I guarantee you'll see changes that will amaze you. Greetings, naturopathic Dr. Dennis Black, inventor of Rough Greens here, and I invite you to give your pup the Rough Greens 90-Day Challenge. In the first 30 days, you'll see shinier coats and increased energy. By day 60, your dog will have a stronger immune system, less shedding, improved joint function, all due to the live nutrients that you've added to their diet. And at 90 days, better digestion, reduced inflammation, improved heart health, and you may even have reduced their cancer risk. Fetch your dog a free Jumpstart trial bag today. Go to tryroughgreens.com. Use promo code TRYRUFF. That's TRYRUFF. Go to tryroughgreens.com. Use promo code TRYRUFF. You discover the shipping. You don't have to change your dog's food to improve your dog's health. Just add a scoop of Rough Greens.